And John, you got a few things to say there.
Yeah, just a few wee things. Happy birthday to Ewan and Murphy. Ewan, we're all thinking of you, and happy birthday on Thursday. And of course, not forgetting Stephen, Jerry McCarroll in O'Hanlon Park there. I hope you're getting better, Jerry. I've seen you out walking, and it's great to see you back in action again. And I want to say a big hello to the local Hope. Here's the local Hope. Well, there's only one local Hope in Dundalk, and that's Joe Martin. Joe scored 109 goals for Dundalk, believe it or not, in his career. And that's some scoring, like. He's the fourth highest, or the third or fourth highest in the goal scorers list. But I was talking to Joe today, and he looks as if he could still play centre forward. And he scored very, very famous goals here in Dalymount Park that put Dundalk into a replay with Cork. And I think they went on and beat Cork 3-0 in the replay. But well done, Cork, and or Joe Martin, I should say. 109 goals, Joe. You're a legend. That's all I can say. Next on the agenda is Ben O'Gray. Ben wasn't too well. I don't think he's at the game. That comes from Philip in Manchester. I hope you're feeling all right, Ben. I know you're a great Dundalk supporter and love to see them winning the same as ourselves here. At the moment, we all should be very, very happy because Dundalk are one up. Not playing wonderfully well, but looking a far better team than Bowes. And we need another one now to put them to bed. And I think it'll be all over then. Tom King and Legion Avenue. Well, Tom, another great supporter, unfortunately can't get to Oriel Park anymore, but is a great listener into Dundalk FM, and more or less always like ourselves, I say, loves to see Dundalk winning. The two Maxis in Cork's Domain, I meet them every morning and say how much they enjoy the commentaries, and they think it's great that the excitement of the likes of here in Dalymount Park and Oriel Park is brought into the homes where people can't come up and see anymore, they can't see the games anymore. So, like, that's what we do it for, people like that we know maybe can't just make the games anymore, and we can bring that excitement into the homes. Another man who always listens in is Eamon Matthews in McSweeney Street, and Tom Murphy and Paddy Mullen from the Quay, great supporters. And then of course we have Jerry Casey in St Oliver's, and Eamon Dowdle, you know. And then we have to cross the wall to Andrew Mackin and sons, Emmett and Keane. They're listening in, and Blarney and Cork. As I said, Dundalk winning 1-0, boys, and looking the better team, all right, but we need that extra goal just to kill Bowes off. I don't think there's too many goals in Bohemians, but you never know. It's the second half. John McCourt, who listens in Zambia, believe it or not, and loves to hear the old Dundalk brogue coming from Oriel Park and from tonight in Dalymount Park. Simon Mackin and Mark McGuinness in Sydney get up in the morning at 3:30 to hear this commentary, and you know, it's people like that we appreciate and love doing the commentaries for. David Fowley in Switzerland, David Kelly in Boston, Alan McManus in Melbourne, Tommy Begley listening in Jersey, and that's about all, Joe, we have for the night. So we hope you're all enjoying the game. Good results.
That's all you have.
Good, yeah. It'd be on the request program if I keep going like this. But, you know, as I said, 1-0, not a spectacular game, but a good result for Dundalk so far. And I think the next goal, especially if Dundalk get it, well, it'll be curtains for Bohemians. I would expect Dundalk to dominate the second half, down the hill, keep their balls on the back foot, and certainly limit our chances of scoring, and hopefully adding to Dundalk's chances of scoring. And I'd like to see David McMillan adding a few goals maybe to his tally that will give him all the confidence in the world to face the future with Dundalk.